Chevra, Parshas Noach. So there's always so much talk, as we did earlier in the night, about the Teva and about the Mabel. But at the end of the parasha, we also find the whole Maaseh was Dor HaFlaga. Truth is, on the surface, when you read about the just in the Pesukim Dor HaFlaga, it doesn't seem like they were doing anything so bad. You don't see it in the Pesukim itself necessarily. The Lashon of the Pasuk is very interesting. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vayomru Hava Nivna Lanu Ir Umigdal. We're going to build a city and a tower. Verosho Bashamayim. Verosho Bashamayim. And it's mamish, the tower will reach up and its head will be in Shemayim. You know, when you hear those words, it doesn't seem like such a bad thing. In fact, they seem almost exactly the same words that we find, and that's really all that we see in the Pesukim. That's what everything's based upon. And almost exactly this of what they were doing so terrible, almost exactly the same words, where else do we find this? By the Sulam. Parshas Vayetzes. Vayachlam Vayakov Vinu Vine Sulam Mutzav Arza. He had a ladder, and the ladder was in the ground. Eretz Gashmias. Sounds even worse, maybe. That's where the Sulam was. Virosho Magiyah Shemayim. Here we have in this week's parsha, Hava Nivna Lanu Yer Migdal Virosho Bashamayim. And there also, there was a Sulam that was Virosho Magiyah Shemayim. I don't remember where I saw this exactly. I don't believe this was my own. But if you look close, there's a slight difference in the two Makoimos. By Parshas Vayetze, is Varosho Magia Hashemayma. Its head will reach Hashemayma. And here it's Varosho Bashemayim. What's the difference? By Parshas Vayetze, Yaakovinu was being taught and understood that even if we're on Arza, even if we're on the ground, our avodah is to take a ladder, and a ladder is to grow and to work on ourselves. Virosho magia shemayim. And we should reach up to shemayim. We should reach up to shemayim. Understanding, we're never going to take over shemayim. We're never going to be, that's the Eibishter, but our avodah is to be mitachas kisei kavod. Our avodah is to be as close to Hashem as possible. Comes the Dor HaFlaga, and they want to be Virosho Bashamayim. They wanted not just to reach up to Shemayim and touch it and connect to a Shemayim. They wanted to be in it. They wanted to take over it. They wanted to be the ones who are defining and deciding what's holy and what's pure and what's beautiful and what this world is all about. Virosho Bashamayim. In fact, even over there, Virosho Magir, just reach it. Hashemayim, surrounded by the two hayes, which represent the Eibishter. I just want to reach up to Hashem and connect to Hashem. That's our avodah. Not to take over Hashem. Not Magia Ba. I should be in there and take it over in a certain sense. How do we ensure that we make sure that we don't have that difference in our life? Meaning, how do we ensure? Because sometimes it's a very fine line behind those that are trying to grow and be close to Hashem, B'kdusha V'tahara, and those really where all of it's all about themselves. And all about really, yeah, they might be, it looks like keeping Torah mitzvahs and connecting to Hashem, but it's all really, really, it's all about what I want and what's best for me, and I want to rule over the world. You know where the fine line is? In our week's parasha, we're using a migdal, this tower. The tower is very permanency, but there's a permanence up there. By Yaakovina, there was a sulam. There was a sulam, there was a ladder that's helping me walk up there and reach Shemayim. But sulam, the Chazal say, the Baal Turim brings down sulam, is Gematria 130. And sulam exactly, 130 is exactly Gematria Sinai. Which is telling me, how do I walk up the ladder? How do I get to Hashem? It's only through our Sinai, or only through Torah. When my life is filtered through the Torah that Hashem has given me. And that's how I want to connect Him. Not the way I want to connect to Hashem. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to connect to Hashem. The way the Torah tells me to connect to Hashem. When I'm following Torah mitzvahs. That's when I'm zoicha v'rosho magia ma'ashamayim. That's when I'm zoicha mutzavart v'rosho magia shamayim. That I'm going to reach Hashem and connect to Hashem in the proper way. When I'm deciding and I'm running and I'm just saying, this is how I want to get close to Hashem. I want to daven in this way. I want to learn this. I want to chesedish. I want to be a woman who wears tefillin, and I want to be chesedish. Whatever the dogma is, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way. Then I'm just looking to take over Shemayim, even if it's masqueraded in trying to get up there and touch Hashem. I'm looking to take it over. And that's why each and every one of us, we need that Sulam, we need that Sinai, we need the Torah every second of our lives. Unklus tells us by the Shinar, where this all took place, is actually Bavel. It's actually Bavel, where all of Talmud Bavli was, in that same Makom, which is teaching us that even in the lowest of places, when we have Torah, we can mamish Rosh HaMagiyah Shemaimah. Me'ez Hashem, we should be Zoicha. We ended all the Yom Tovim with Simchas Torah. That should be the lingering taste of all the Yom Tovim. To recognize that's how I could be Magiyah Shemaimah, only through Torah. And any other way is mamish Abi Kursus ultimately. Mamish is just Dor HaFlaga. We'll be Zoicha to reach up to Shemaim and be one with Shemaim. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects Shemayim La'aretz with Mashiach the Kenu, B'mheir V'yameinu, have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha, full of Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh.